for both of you, it's been quite the Paralympics with two medals.
We had a bit of we had an aim coming here. We believed we're aiming for three medals. A track, unfortunately went a bit disappointed there, but to come away with two medals, and even after all the hard work and the sacrifices being really hard, tough, 3-4 years, it's actually great to come back with a medal, let alone had to have two. That's unbelievable. We can't believe it.
Two out of three ain't bad, I suppose. Plenty of celebrations, obviously, and they'll continue now for a couple of weeks and months.
Oh yeah, we'll look forward to it now. Just seeing the friends and family and catching up with them and sharing it with them. We can't yet.
And talk to me about the events themselves and how tough it actually is out there. And I suppose people talk about the heat and different things as well.
Yeah, it was very warm the day of the time trial, but we were prepared for that. The road race was tough because it was very hilly, so we didn't really know what to expect. So to get a silver medal was fantastic for us because the course was really, really difficult.
And talk to me about, this level of competition as well and how you prepare for something like this and how things have worked so well for you, obviously, as well. The hard work's paid off.
Yeah, well, we have a great team. Both of us are in the Institute of Sport, so we have all the services that provides. We are elite athletes. The only difference with myself and Katie is that Katie is visually impaired, but we train like elite athletes. We work just as hard, and the competition is at the same level. So it was, it's not easy to get medals. We've worked 6-7 days a week, a couple of hours a day, so it's... to get the medals, fantastic.
What's it like to have such a support here at Dublin Airport? I was here for the Olympians a couple of weeks ago, and I think this crowd actually outshines that, surpasses it.
Oh, really? Yeah. You're kind of in a bubble when you're in the Olympic Village, but we were aware that all the messages of support and social media was fantastic, and we really do appreciate it. Everybody in our to come back to our families is so important for us.
And for you, I'm sure you had two countries cheering you on as well. There was plenty of support now, I'd say.
Oh, yeah. My family at home and then my friends and family in Ireland. I'm over in Ireland a lot, and most of my family are Irish, so to have the support from both countries is just amazing.
It's going to be two massive parties now, I'd say.
Yeah, party next week or so in Ireland, and then I've got a party at home and catching up with people, so it's been great.
And what's next for both of you?
Short term, I think we're both going to have a bit of a break, and then... I think, for the next year, we've got the World Championships in July, August, and I think we're going to aim for the Road World Championships. We both don't have a rainbow jersey, so that's when you become world champion, so we're going to aim for that and get a rainbow jersey. But after that, we don't know, we're unsure, so...